Module 10, Other Types of Documents. There are many types of documents used in business aside from agenda, business reports, and proposals. In this module, we will discuss an overview of four other types: the request for proposals, projections, executive summaries, and business cases. Request for proposals. A request for proposals, RFP, is an invitation for vendors and/or service providers to submit a qualified pitch to address a company's need. At the very least, RFPs inform the public that you are on the lookout for potential partners in an endeavor. At best, a well-written RFP helps you source out vendors and service providers who fit well with your needs and objectives. There is no one right format for the RFP. Some can be informal and as short as 1 to 2 pages. Bigger projects, especially those that involve funding from government or private interest groups, have RFPs as long as a graduate thesis. Effective RFPs should at least explain what the project is. What exactly do you require as output, your deliverables? How proposals would be reviewed? Your contact information. More detailed RFPs can include additional information like the background of your company or organization, your project timetable, your budget for the project, specific legal stipulations, example the need to sign a non-disclosure agreement, incentives for superior service, and ways the project would be monitored and evaluated. The best way to know what you include in a request for proposals is to put yourself in the shoes of your targeted vendor or service provider. Ask yourself, what would you need to know to submit an accurate and qualified bid? What would motivate you to submit a greater proposal? In the next page is a sample request for proposals. Request for proposals continued. Note, this sample includes only basic information for the purpose of illustration. An actual RFP for the project described is recommended to be more detailed to be effective. Projections. Projections are documents that show estimates of future performance alongside data that can substantiate your predictions. The most common projection document is financial projection, which shows future income based on present and anticipated cash flow. Projections can be short-term, forecasting income in the next quarter or next year. They can also be long-term, going as far as a decade. Some projection documents present case scenarios showing predictions based on changes in particular variables. Projections are usually illustrated by figures, tables, and spreadsheets. The statistics included in a projection depends on the purpose of the document. This data is beyond the scope of this module. The key thing to remember is to accurately label figures, tables, and spreadsheets so that your reader can easily understand what you are presenting. You have the option of placing your numerical data with the text or including them in the Activities folder. Executive Summaries. An executive summary is a 1 to 2 page abstract of a business plan. It is a non-technical review of the highlights of your in-depth report. An executive summary usually includes the following sections: overview of the company, including products and/or services, company mission statement, management and staff, market and customer, your competitive edge, business operations, financial projections and plans. It is recommended that you write an executive summary after you've written the entire business plan. This way, you can easily summarize in 1 to 2 sentences each section of the business report. A key guide in writing executive summaries is to use positive and proactive language. Executive summaries are a selling paper. They are usually used to get capital, win contracts, or showcase a company's achievement. This is why most executive summaries end with a pitch for the business at the end. Executive summaries continued. Below is an example of an executive summary. Business cases. A business case is documentation about a specific process, project, or situation. It is like a business plan, except the focus is on a particular case rather than the entire business. A business case is usually written to justify a program, solicit extra funding, or simply create a record of how a project was done, or how the project is proposed to be done. Business cases can be comprehensive and formal, as well as informal and brief, depending on the purpose of a document. A business case can include the following sections: background of the problem or opportunity, problems encountered, options considered and cost-benefit analysis, solutions selected and implementation strategy, expected cost of the project. An executive summary and a projection discussed earlier may also be found in a business case. Case study. Mitch needed to write a request for proposal and a projection for the company. He didn't have any set formal format for the proposal request, so he wrote a 2-page informal request that simply asked for proposals. When he went about the projection, Mitch made a slideshow and had illustrated graphs to better show the statistics and figures in the projection. Overall, his request was met with a plethora of proposals, and his projection was spot on and helped the management get a better idea of the future of the company and how it should be approached.